Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Real Mentors podcast, where we talk movies, TV, and of course, have some fun along the way. And today we finally get to it, our spoilerific analysis, review, thoughts, et cetera, of course, of the biggest movie of the year, the biggest money maker opening weekend of all time, surpassing The Force Awakens, of course, that is Avengers Infinity Wars. And we're glad to report Mike,
joined
the last guy in Kansas and actually saw the movie. So we're all ready to talk about and dive in. There's a lot to unpack here, a lot to talk about. We haven't really talked about in a pre-production meeting, so everything we'll be talking about will be new to all of us, so that's kind of good. I like having those kind of discussions. And of course, let me make the introductions here. We got the man, the myth, not quite the legend, live from Houston, Chewy. How you doing, my man?
Good evening, ladies, and greetings and salutations as always.
As always, good to have
sounding
you on.
Great today, man.
Giving up a show for this podcast, so let's go chop chop.
Oh, good lord!
Westworld starts in 70 minutes, so let's get on it.
my goal is to get you within that time frame. How's that? Right. And of course, we have the man beast himself, the man who in stature is rival Thanos. But of course, when Mike snaps his fingers, all he does is gets the waiter's attention. Man Beast Mike, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, how you doing, my man?
No testicle chin here, pal.
No testicle chin. So we got a little fuzz. We got a little goatee action.
Scrotum chin.
I got, by the way, I got the Rockets and the Jazz going to the background, so might be a little distracted.
After distracted, the Rockets and the Jazz, really?
I told you I'm a basketball freak, man.
Yeah, but the Rockets and whatever. Who cares?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Understood. Before we get started, though, we sometimes on this show, unfortunately, have to be the bearer of bad news and all that. And every time there's a big passing in Hollywood, I like to bring it up when it, you know, makes sense and when it's something big. So that being said, I want to condolences to the families and friends of anybody who knew, of course, the great Nick Fury, Mr. Peter Parker, all the mourning members of Wakanda. My heart goes out to you. Any Asgardians who knew Loki close?
Five, six of the Guardians.
Yeah, the Guardians. You know, anybody in the Quill family or entourage? You know, it was sad. What can I say? You meant a lot to me, and you know, maybe we'll see more in the future. Who knows? So, all that being said, let's get down to it. Avengers is here, came and went, and is still around making boatloads of money. I gotta say, I was surprised it did actually surpass Force Awakens. I didn't think that record was going to be broken.
Obviously, It had a chance.
You bet against it, but it did it. But I think by $10 million, which is a decent amount. Yeah,
$258.
Some of that. I think it did worldwide and it did domestically in 1 week and what Justice League did all. No, just kidding. little soft moon. But hey, let's begin. What we're going to do is just give, because we're going to dive heavily in spoilers, of course. If you haven't seen it,
turn it off.
We're going to disclose everything that we saw. Yep. That being said, don't get very specific because we're going to dive in shortly. I just want everyone's kind of quick couple sentences take about the movie. I don't even know what you guys even thought about it. So we'll start with Negative Nancy, usually. That's Mike. You know, he takes the contrarian approach. But
I'm just saying.
Debbie Downer. Let's see, Mike. Give me just a quick overall.
With that wonderful introduction you gave this movie, I thought you were talking about the Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. So I was a little disappointed to find out that you brought up Avengers: Infinity Wars. No, seriously, it was a good movie. I loved it. I thought it was great. Seen it twice. Amazing. Boom.
Okay, all right. That's good to know. At least we're on the same. Well, he's on the same page as I am, Chewy.
Dude, I mean, there was more and then some. I'm still like, still in shock. a good way.
Chewy takes all this shit way. Personal.
Yeah, no, right. Chewy was tearing up. Chewy, did you cry?
A little. I shed a tear.
Okay, all right.
Peter Parker death. Is that
Peter Parker scene? Or is that
please,
the one? Or
Mr. Stark, I don't want to die.
Okay.
After.
Look, Debbie Down over here, obviously, could not have a feeling, but...
On record, he's never really liked Spider-Man, so... Well, the new version of Spider-Man, but either way.
That is true.
But, no, of course, I echo what you guys said. I thought it was awesome. I loved that. Again, like Mike, I've seen it twice.
Yep.
I'll probably catch it one more time just to, for S and giggles. It was. I mean, just... In terms of all-time superhero movies, it's the biggest and the grandest we've had. That's not the best. And we'll talk about what we think it is down the road towards the end of the show. But I think it hit all the notes, man. And the two things I was looking for was, number one, I didn't want it to feel like it was half a movie. We didn't want that, you know,
cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger. Didn't want to see that. So I'm glad they didn't go that route. Me and Mike, we both had concerns about that. And secondly, we have some deaths, man. I want to see somebody die. I got way more than expected. Way more. So the stakes were there in a movie of this.
Often and many.
They came quick and they came furious. Like, so so I was hyped about that. I mean, it was funny. It's Marvel. It's what they always do, just bigger, better. And they did things that I think we hadn't seen in Marvel before, which we'll get into. So all that being said, let's just dive in, man. Let's start from the beginning. The first scene itself, I mean, talk about setting the tone here. Within 5 minutes, we get two important deaths for the most part. Loki
goodbye
and...
Heimdall. Goodbye, Loki. Exactly.
Right off the bat, I thought that really set the tone.
And from a certain point of view, goodbye Hulk, because he didn't show up the rest of the movie.
I mean, apparently, yeah.
He tried a couple times, and then said no and disappeared.
Turtle, dude. Yeah,
hey, I have a thought, though, and I want to give Danis Baratheon a shout-out for this. Mm-hmm. Did you guys notice that the additional scene in Thor Ragnarok had all the... Asgardians together with the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that was totally different in this movie.
As far as in the trailer, or
no? Don't you remember at the end of Thor Ragnarok when they got to the ship, they bumped into the Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, man. At
the end.
Yeah, that was Thanos' ship.
That was Thanos' ship. Guardians. Yeah, that was Thanos' ship. So this movie picked off right where that ended for the most part.
Literally a few minutes later.
Man.
Yeah, no. I saw Thor Ragnarok like a couple of days before I saw Infinity War. That was the last one I
saw it
to see.
The night before, so yes.
No, trust me, it was Thanos' ship. So I like that it opened like that because even from the beginning without like the Marvel logo, it didn't have the music we normally hear of that. We heard like the distress calls from the Asgardian ship and we're like, okay, what the hell is going on here? And, he had his fun, and he whipped his ass, and he got shipped back to Earth. He go kills the other two people. So off the bat, two things happen here. Besides in the tone, it gave us the stakes of who Thanos is, because we haven't really seen him. This is our first real introduction to Thanos in this fashion. We've seen the bits, and, you know, obviously, I think for the first Guardians, he was there for like 2 seconds and whatever.
I mean, little cameos or credits, nothing major. Right.
We just didn't know, oh, shit, this guy is no joke. I mean, he took care of Hulk like we haven't seen anyone do before, like he was really nothing. So thoughts on the first scene, Mike, like when you saw, like, what were your initial impressions of that?
Oh, no, I was like, oh, shot out of a gun, let's go. That's all. And really, I didn't even think about anything else. I was just like, Jiminy Crickets. And then, you know, Loki buys it, and I'm like, what the? Heimdall and Loki, I'm sorry. And it's like, damn.
Thanks for playing.
I know, right?
Yeah. Like, pick up your party pride to run away.
That was fast.
Right, and then, like, the Hulk fight was like, Hulk took, like...
But that was good. It was like good, because it's...
WWF squash match.
Yeah, I know. It's assumed, to a certain extent, that obviously we've all seen some of these movies, and so there's no setup. It's like, okay, Thor ended, and here you go. Let's go.
Essentially, that's what it is. I mean, though, obviously, and we'll talk about that as far as what some of the things I think... weren't issues per se, and there's a few issues, and we'll get to them, and they're very minor. Overall, the movie's fantastic, no doubt about it.
Right.
But let's focus on Thanos, because to me, I thought he was... This movie's almost told from the villain's perspective, i.e. his perspective. He was awesome. As far as a villain, which me and Mike, we talked to death about Marvel's kind of shortcomings with villains, although that, you know, Killmonger is really good.
I don't think you had the villain with a heart of gold thing going this time. I thought it was great. I thought they did a good job. It's exactly like the comic book, really.
He's easy, obviously. It's easy the best Marvel villain we've ever had, obviously. That doesn't say, I know that doesn't say much,
no.
But he may be one of the best comic villains we've ever seen, period. Am I off with that, Chewie? What do you think?
No, I think you're right on the money.
No, because, I mean, like I said, we haven't seen much of him, and don't, I mean, I'm coming in from perspective. I don't read the comics, so I don't know. For anything I know, is because what I've seen and what you guys have said, or little snippets here and there. But he came off as not just someone who's trying to be evil for evil, but you know, you got to understand his perspective, his point of view of why he's doing this, and he wasn't just randomly killing for the sake of trying to control the universe. He's trying to save it in his own warped way.
Exactly, his motivation behind it. I understood it. It didn't make. I mean, yeah, psychotic in a way, but I get it and I understand what he's doing. You're right. He's not just there. I'm gonna kill half the world because I'm the man and this is my house. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
You know, they show that scene where he talks about how his home planet, which he won and about,
Titan.
Titan, exactly. And I guess what are 20 people, and obviously the planet's gone. they didn't heed his warning, so he's like, you know what, I got this. He says, you have to have the will to carry out this kind of assignment. And that was great, man. And he was layered. He had depth.
Right.
He wasn't one note.
Well acted.
And Josh Brolin, it's going to be his summer apparently, because he's got Deadpool, he's got Cable, and he's got Sicario 2 coming out.
Right.
So he's all over the summer. But
okay. Anyway.
Let's
put Sicario 2 into this level here, okay?
I'm not saying to the level. Sicario's a great movie. The first Sicario is really, really fucking good.
Oh, the first one's great.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. And so, I mean, come on. We haven't seen it, but either way, it's going to get off topic here. But, I mean, right. he's got three big movies this summer. Repeat that as a mate. But, yeah, he was great, man. I mean, it looked, the CGI was virtually, I won't say flawless, but it was close to being flawless with him anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think that the best scene with him was one of my favorite scenes, period. And, Chewie, you alluded to it earlier, was the scene with Gamora.
Right.
Where you're like, oh, that I did not expect at all. Loki, okay.
Like anybody did.
You know, some of the people at the end, we talked, okay, Vision, yes, but her? Did not see that coming at all.
It kind of tilted about who you got dying. I think you guys laughed when I said, the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's like, they're not dying, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
Apparently not.
No, no one is safe.
which I loved about it. I loved
but
about
what
that.
What really is dying when you have a time stone?
Well, exactly. let's leave that conversation.
We'll get to that.
What's presented? Let's not worry about.
We'll get to that. We'll have some theories about next movie towards the end of the show. But
right,
but that scene worked really well. I didn't see it coming. You saw that emotion from Thanos and all that. He's almost crying. Which is kind of cool. And this guy didn't want to do it, but you know he had the will to do what he needed to do. It was kind of messed up though. And killing her off, I was like, wow, okay, this is some serious stuff we got going here, which Marvel almost never does. So it was refreshing to see that from that perspective. Okay, that's great. I like that a lot because, like I said, the other deaths we could see it coming out, whatever the case is. And that helped me out because that helped me win my bet. I think I ended up $20 ahead of we had like $150 on the table. I took home 20. But that was a great scene. That was really well. Is that the one you teared up to? Is that the one I got you?
That was one. Okay. And because my wife, Kaylee, had to go to the restroom, so she missed that one. But that was impactful because, you know, at first you think, she thinks you got a leg up on him, and then you realize, no, you know, he does have, there is some depth to Thanos. He does care. There's some emotion to him. Exactly. And obviously the other one was a Spider-Man one. I mean, but I mean, overall, I mean, just with the breadth of characters that, you know, some we've known, some we haven't known for very long. It was just so much. There was, leaving the theater, you could hear a pin drop.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There was no clapping. There was no celebration. It was like.
Especially, it's funny because I told Anna, had asked me when I saw it, you know, on Thursday. And she's like, because I was going to take her to see, you know, on Saturday. He's like, it's awesome, but I'm going to tell you right now. It's at the end, and she's like, let me guess someone died. I prepped it. I was like,
just somebody.
I said, listen, it's not even that, because someone dies in the first 5 minutes of the movie, so whatever. Literally. And I told her, keep in mind, there's a part two coming. Because if you go in with that kind of mentality, it helps. It's not as big as a downer, because, part two's coming, and, the shit we get right in, so to speak. And we'll get to that later. But
you look at it like it's not your happy ending, you know? And it's not supposed to be.
But if you look at throughout the movie, and I don't want to get ahead of what we're discussing right now, mm-hmm. but it just seemed like they couldn't win for losing. I mean, it was like everything. The only couple of positives that you brought away were when Captain America showed up in Scotland, and then at the beginning part of Wakanda. So,
and that's about it. Yeah, everything else was kind of a downer, which I like. I don't mind.
It's
rare to get a movie with a villain wins. You know, you really see that, and it's refreshing, particularly from a superhero movie, particularly from Marvel, which we've never seen before. But it all because at the end of the day, they set up a great villain. It was a great story from his perspective. And you know, at the end when he's sitting there looking at this, like he said, I'm gonna sit down, look at the sunset, and smile.
Watch the sunset, you know? Or watch the sunrise.
Exactly, the sunrise, whatever it is, and he did it. But it worked well, and even with Gamora, that scene, it was set up well because we know her feelings about him, and she, that one scene where she killed him, but they didn't kill him, when he used the Reality Stone and tricked everybody. For a second, I was like, this guy ain't dead. There's no way. But it's only been an hour, right? I ain't got money's worth, but what the hell? I couldn't see this for free, damn it. I paid for this crap. But no, he didn't die. but that worked really well. It was set up really well. And those stakes helped out because even that scene where he stabs Iron Man, for a quick second, I was like, oh, shit. No.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was like, no.
But you believe it. You believed it because we saw like 3 or 4 deaths before that.
You had to. You couldn't be so not believe it.
Exactly. And the whole theater was like, yeah, everyone just like, oh, no way. There was to be a riot in the damn theater, I swear to God. Chairs being thrown, popcorn. No. But you bought it. If that happened to any of them, we'd be like, okay, whatever. And this one, you bought it because, oh, shit, this might be the fourth person. There was rumors about it. Who knows who's going, who's not. It worked, and it was really effective. That's obviously only the first time you watch it, but still, that's the whole point.
And don't forget about the scene where Drax and Mantis like got chopped to bits.
That was cool.
Like right there, and you're like, "What the?"
That was cool.
That was how they died.
That was actually pretty. It was very imaginative what they did with the stones and all that. I mean, it came off really well. Everything, really good payoff. And aside from Thanos, we had the Black Order. His minions, or whatever you want to call it. What do you guys think about them overall? Just did they work for you?
They did for me. I wish there could have been more, but obviously in the context of the story, you know, it's already 2.5 hours. Where are you supposed to put it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's only so much time they can give out. Mike, did you like them at all, Mike?
I thought they were pretty good. I mean, they're no Nebula and Gamora, but I mean, they're good.
Well, yeah, they were cool. I mean, that's the only
Proxima Midnight was cool. The other two, kind of.
The girl was okay. The CG was a little off.
Right.
On her, it looked like was this guy Steppenwolf CG esque with her and a couple of the other ones. But yeah, is it Maw? What's the guy with the telekinetic?
Ebony Maw.
Ebony Maw. He was cool. He was awesome. I love that
he's
guy.
He's the one with you have the pleasure.
Yes.
Of being killed at the hands of Thanos.
You know, I just kept thinking Game of Thrones in the back of my head for some reason.
Right.
I don't know why. But he was really good. He was actually probably the best one of that of the group, whatever the case is. The other ones were just kind of filler, and yeah, okay, we need some cool fight scenes. And they were fine. It was good. And it was awesome how he went out with the whole alien thing, the aliens and all that, repeated the reference. I'm like, what? I'm thinking, what are they going to do, pop out of his chest? I'm like, what?
Yeah,
I
know.
I was like, okay.
I wanted to hear Peter Parker say, you bitch.
Yeah. So I was saying, what are they going with this? She's like, okay, cool. Game over, man. That would have been awesome.
Game over, but so man.
But they were good. I think they worked. Yeah,
that guy's developed. Dead. I can't believe it. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they killed
Bill
them all.
Paxton. No, Bill Paxton.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, yeah. Awesome, Bill Paxton. I think Thanos killed him too, probably. Who knows? He was killing everybody else. But they worked for me. They were good. They were cool visually and all that. So I appreciate them. And as far as the heroes go, there's a lot of good mix and matching here. We've never seen, you know, obviously we had the Guardians and Thor and Guardians with, you know, Tony Stark and Doctor Strange or whatever the case is. Which pairing mix match worked the best for you guys? Mike, you go first.
What do you mean?
We had Peter Parker meshing with Iron Man, Doctor Strange. Which one of those really worked for you the most?
Absolutely, 100%. My sweet little rabbit.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more, dude. I love that. I'm itching to see a raccoon Thor movie, dude. I thought they were awesome together. Awesome. Sweet rabbit. Thor and sweet rabbit. I mean, I didn't expect that coming. But that's a really.
And he called him Rabbit all the way through
was,
the movie.
That was comical, like, Jerry.
It was gold.
It's gold, Jerry.
Yeah. Why did they call it Ovaltine? But it was, I mean, it was great.
Go to Mindy's after this.
Go to Mindy's. Get a big salad. No.
Instead of shawarma, get some salads.
Soup is a meal. It's a meal, Jerry.
We're here to kick names. What is it? Kick names and take ass.
And take ass. I go, guys.
That's awesome.
The humor really worked well in this movie.
They took the beats from Thor Ragnarok and really put together some funny crap in there that wasn't forced. And
no, it
you
wasn't,
didn't hear
it
too
wasn't
much from Tony Stark, which I thought was great.
I knew you were gonna say it. We'll get back to the Guardians in a second. Chewie, what any other besides the raccoon Thor? Which one really like popped out to you? What interaction?
I like the Tony Strange and Parker get up. I mean, there was some good banter between them. It was dry, but it was funny. You know, I can appreciate that humor. It doesn't have to be in your face.
No, I like because they had the.
I did like that Strange called them a D-bag.
Yeah, I know
exactly.
That was awesome.
He was a D-bag. He was being a D-bag in that part of the movie.
He was, but, which is cool because I mean, you got the little adversarial between both of them, which is great. Because I know Strange is being compared a lot to Tony Stark, I guess, in the first movie, but he's not. But their back and forth is really, really cool, and they kept making fun of the whole magic thing and all that. That was great. Like the wizard and whatever. He just didn't accept what was in front of him. You know, he questioned it and what the hell was going on here. That was really, really cool. That worked really, really well. But yeah, the Guardians thing worked on both ends. I mean, first of all, and it's clear. I think I heard they got James Gunn to write some of the dialogue, which makes sense because the stuff of the Guardians hit, man. I mean, anything with the scene where they first meet Thor,
Drax, and which one?
The Pirate Angel, yeah, when he's Gamora's touching the muscles, his muscles are made of whatever, and he gets that complex.
He's
the man.
Peter God. Quill's,
he's doing that. He's doing
the dude.
Voice. He's doing the voice. Yeah. Don't mock me. You're mocking me. That was hilarious.
Hilarious.
You know, he's emasculated by Thor. That was awesome. And yeah, Drax too. But don't think with Drax. What happened to Drax, dude? He's just a buffoon now, dude. He's not Drax the Destroyer anymore, dude.
He just told jokes the whole time.
He's funny.
He was funny the whole movie.
He was funny. I mean, I love it, but okay. He's just a jokester now. I mean, he's a comedian.
It's funny that dude started out in the WWE as a freaking guy that wouldn't even talk.
Yeah, I don't know. He's actually quite good. That scene where he's invisible. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
I'm invisible. Yeah, no, you're not.
Guys, damn it. All right. That worked. I mean, it worked. The humor was real balanced because it's a dark movie. It is. But did a good job of giving us what Marvel does with the humor and all that really worked throughout.
Right,
but
it wasn't misplaced or anything.
It wasn't, exactly. It was
and too much,
that has consistently set Marvel away from everything that's trying to be serious, trying to be dark. It's like, no, it can't be dark and it can't be serious, but you put enough humor, lighten the mood, and it's not, oh my God, it's not the end of the world. It's a movie. It's entertainment.
Exactly. I agree. And DC's only gotten the right with Wonder Woman in terms of balance, against some humor, against my darkness. But yeah, that's what Marvel does, man. I mean, Marvel basically gave us what they gave us, but gave us some darkness, which they don't normally do. And it worked fantastically. It's always awesome. There's a lot of great. The action scenes were fucking awesome. They were great. The first one in New York. I love that one when they fight. You know, what is the Mon, the other guy with the hammer, whatever this thing is. When we first see the Hulk. Oh, actually, before I get to that, the Hulk. Did you guys like the fact that he just didn't come out?
I did.
It's kind of.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
I thought it was good. I thought it worked because you know you're getting him this next movie. So
oh, you know you are. It's just that yeah. I didn't like it. I kind of want to see the Hulk. I get they didn't do that because he would have kicked a lot of ass. I get it, but it was kind of a cop out.
Oh, he got his ass kicked.
Hey, first you don't succeed, you try.
He didn't just get his ass kicked. He got squashed. Telling you, right down to the finishing move of a power slam.
Yeah, I know.
He freaking. It was like Hulk Hogan
versus Iron Mike. I was waiting for the people's elbow, man.
For real. Kicking a good rock bottom there, you know?
Like, I know, dude.
Finally, Thanos has come back. Here comes the Hulk, and who is this Rudy Pooh? A quick little promo before the fight, you know. And that would have been awesome. But no, yeah, but I mean, that aside, but yeah, that scene in New York was great. The ending, that the one when the Titans, so well done. With the Guardians, obviously, Peter Quill moving around, Strange and all that, and Strange doing that multiplicity thing was really cool.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Stuff in Wakanda were great. When Thor came back, that was awesome. And he had the one shot out where you had Groot and...
The Stormbreaker?
The Stormbreaker. Yes. You have Groot and, Winter Soldier. They're doing that kind of take from the first Guardians, of spinning around with shooting the guns in a circle. That was awesome. A lot of great moments. Everybody had that kind of moment to shine for the most part.
No, that wasn't Groot. That was Rocket.
My bad. Groot had his moment there and all that. The whole teenage Groot was funny. You know, playing his video game the whole time. That was cool. Whatever.
Awesome game.
Yeah, Defender. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, man, that's old school right there.
There was so much. But I didn't feel like, you know, it wasn't properly balanced between all the characters and all. I mean, like, everyone had their fair share of screen time, of action, of adding to the plot and to the movie. That I don't think we got shortchanged on any angle from anyone who wanted to see.
Well, I'll disagree with that part. That's like one of the few negatives. It's understandable negative because, again, with the movie this size and this, it's like a bazillion characters. There's only so much you could do. But some people they get shortchanged. Captain America got shortchanged. I love Captain America. But he got shortchanged big time.
I'm sure he's going to get...
He will. He will get his shine. Yeah, he will. Black Panther. Talk about getting shortchanged. Anybody who got excited about Black
Panther... Actually, all the Wakanda people.
They all are like...
I'm going to tell you, man. My favorite character from Black Panther is M'Baka. And we saw him for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Well...
Wakanda was 2 seconds. And I get it. You had to because... I mean, there's only so much love to spread around. Right. It's been a 4-hour movie, fine, but I get it. I would love to see more Captain America. Love to see more Black Panther.
Right.
You know, it's just no room for him. You know, it is what it is. That's one of the small negatives I take.
Right, but in Avengers, you don't have room for Captain America. Anyway, it's a very small complaint.
It's a small complaint. I mean, but I understand. It's like they had to do it because, again. Just 50 characters. What are you going to do? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's already 2 hours and a half, man. What else?
Yeah, it's an ambitious movie. For all intents and purposes, they did the best they could with that. They really did.
Speaking of that.
It was damn good.
Like, it was 2.5 hours of movie, and then another half hour at least of trailers before.
Of course. This is a 3.5 hour experience. It's a full 2.5 hours because you have to see all the credits and all that, of course.
Right.
But a couple of things that kind of stood out again, just small things. One was the Red Skull thing. It was kind of shoehorned in there. Am I the only one thought that? I mean, I expect to see Red Skull, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was whatever. A surprise.
That was kind of weird. It was kind of weird. It didn't
make sense to me, by the way, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Again, it's a small
thing. That was a nice surprise because, I mean, that was a loose thread that's been hanging out there for since, obviously, the first
I guess, but...
It's not Captain a loose America. Thread. He's dead. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I wasn't. I mean, I don't think anybody was like, I wonder where Red Skull was. I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
It's a small thing. I just felt like it was an addition that didn't need to be.
Exactly. It's a small thing. And the other thing I didn't quite like, and I might be in the minority here, was Tyrion, dude. Peter Dinklage as his dwarf and the
world's tallest midget.
I mean, dude, that voice he did was so distracting. I don't think it was Tyrion. You know who he is, and like, it almost took me out of the movie. He's like, hey, it's Game of Thrones, and I don't know. Like, it didn't work for me. Am I alone there? I mean, I get I it. If I am.
I don't know.
I didn't mind.
I didn't understand that whole thing, honestly.
That was a little dragged on, but whatever. Again, small things at the end of the day. When I saw him wait a second time, it didn't. I expected it to slow down. It really didn't because it's very fast paced. It's seen here, seen there. Let's do this, get into the action. It paused at the right times. Like I said, they did a good job with the pacing. All the characters had the moment, so I was fine with it. That seems a little weird. I get it, but whatever. Again, it's just small nuggets here. At the end of the day, I have little to complain about when it comes to that. Let's talk about that ending, though. Let's get to the end, though. Obviously, you know, Chewie mentioned it, where the down or not down, whatever. I mean, I didn't like, I didn't get, some people got sad, upset, like everyone died. I mean, first of all, we knew that was going to happen. Once it got to that point in the movie. And two, we know they're not dead, right? Who cares? The impact for the movie was more that, that Thanos actually won. Because going into the movie, I wasn't sure how they're going to get to the ending. We, you know, me and Mike, we said, we thought about, hope there's no cliffhanger or whatever.
Right.
We didn't know if he's going to get all the stones, get half of them. They do the half the next movie or whatever. You know, maybe he snapped his finger. He got all the stones. He snapped his fingers, which, you know, in the comic book is a big, big part of the lore. Those who are familiar with it. And everyone dying. And that was cool to see that because people died. I mean, they're not really dead. Let's be honest. But just that he won, he
what?
Accomplished the goal and all that. That was cool, man. You're right, Chewie. You're everybody was quiet. Faster. It was so quiet in the theater. I'm like, a couple people wanted to clap, and you can tell that they started and they stopped. It's a couple of idiots. No one's joining us. That's slow clap.
And no one's standing up. No standing ovation.
And that was at both screenings I went to. Both of them were pretty somber walking out of the movie. Yeah. Like, it's awesome, but, you know, you're not walking out like, oh, my God, everybody died. Yeah.
I mean, I'll throw my son's perspective. So I'm there, and I'm like, and I turn to him, and he's like, I don't like this movie. I want to go. It's like, because he was excited with every pairing, with bringing the characters together. It's like, oh, he kept hitting my shoulder. Ooh, 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 look. And at the end, he's like, he's got this somber look on his face. Like, I want to go. I don't like this movie.
That's hilarious.
But it's funny because you know, Anna's daughter, my girlfriend, her daughter, had the same reaction. You know, like, we were there with a friend of hers and her son. The son was a little older. He liked it a lot. He loved it. And then we turned to her. You're like, I hate this movie. I was like, wait a minute, but he died. This movie sucks. Oh, my God. Thanos is the worst. And she hated it. And she's a big Marvel fan. She's like 10 years old, so she's at the right age. But yeah, you're right. What your son did, she just did not like it at all. And I get it. You know, I'll totally listen to the words. It's like,
well, they're used to them winning every movie.
Well, exactly. I think the general audience. even when, cause like when Thor, you know, stabbed him in the chest, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess he's gonna die. I mean, okay, for a second, I'm like, okay, and then it didn't happen. You know, you should have hit me in the face or hit me in the head, whatever.
Yeah, I should hit the gun for the head.
Yeah, he snapped his fingers. Like, oh shit, he snapped the fingers. Oh my God. And I was hoping if that would have gone Fade to Black, I would have been pissed. So I'm glad they followed through after the snap of the fingers, goddammit. So, okay, good. We got to see all the people turning into ash and whatever and all that, which is really, really, really cool, really well done. Everyone's reaction to stuff. And, yeah, Peter Parker, you know, whining, you know, whatever. Man up, dude.
Dude, cold.
You don't see the king of Wakanda crying like a little girl. He took it like a man. He disappeared.
Dude, come on, man. He's still high school kid.
Right? I'm just messing. I'm supposed to be. I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing around. I didn't mind it at all. It was effective. Mike is probably the only one clapping. Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
Come on. You suck, man. You weren't happy about that, Mike?
No. I want everybody to win too.
I know, and they will. They'll get their due, of course. But yeah, it was great. It's a really great way to end that movie. And again, with that scene with him looking at the sun, exactly what he said, sunset, sunrise, whatever, exactly what he set out to do. I thought that was a really fitting ending. And I guess it was ballsy, man. You know, these kind of movies without the bad guys winning don't generally do well with audiences for the most part. Again, the fact that they've set up this new one coming out. I think most people probably knew it was the second one coming out. I would assume that.
Yes.
I can make an assumption. So it helps ease the blow, if you will. Because like we said, we're not killing off Black Panther. They're not killing off Spidey. You know, they already announced the next movie. Let's get real. We got plenty of that Vision. Good, get the hell out of there. You know, but overall, like, before we look ahead, as far as this movie itself, we just finished our top 10 countdown of all 10 superhero movies. I know it's a knee-jerk reaction, it just came out. Like, where would you place this in the top 10? This is a top 10, of course. I mean, I may not be in the Ninja Turtles, but it's up there.
Fabian?
Sorry, Fabian.
Two folks, it's not Fabian. Mike, where would you think you'd be ranking this in terms of overall superhero movies?
I think it's the number one Marvel movie of all time. So, really? Three.
Okay. Fair enough. Interesting. Chewie?
I don't want to be too nerdy, too knee-jerk reaction, so I'll definitely put it top five. And I have to see it a few more times to see, you know, if it cracks the top three, honestly. But because it's so different from all the other ones and the breadth and the size and the scope, it may be better. I mean, I think it's better in Civil War. And definitely. I think I had that one pretty high.
It's better in Civil War. I don't know, because I did see this recently, doing my Marvel marathon leading up to the movie, was I still don't think it's better than Winter Soldier as a film.
Oh, wow.
I still like, I put this one 2 overall Marvel, probably 4 overall top 10. And again, that may change. I'm just saying right now, I'll see it again.
Yeah.
I'll see it again, and maybe I change my mind. But the only thing with this movie is that, I mean, it's a great achievement. We've never seen anything like this. I probably never will.
Right.
All these studios, they try, and they just don't do what Marvel does. They just don't. And, you know, this is the Jordan, everyone's trying to catch up. You know what I'm saying? This is how it is. And to see him do 10 years of this stuff, building this up and giving us this payoff, because this could have backfired big time.
Right.
You know, I'm glad to see they stuck. Oh, we got another movie, but I have no doubt the next one's going to be great. I have no concerns whatsoever. And they stuck.
The countdown, the train, and let the station do it.
Here's one observation I have that I don't know if you're going to agree with or not, but it appears to me, because there's been a shortcoming in all the Marvel movies of the past. Not every single, every single one is they appear to have cleaned up a lot of their issues with CGI. There was, two or three times where I kind of did a head, you know, like, well, yeah, they dorked that up. But for the most part, I thought it was really good in regards to the CGI work that was in the movie.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There was one thing that just
bugged the living shit out of me. It was towards it was in Wakanda with the Hulk inside the Hulk poster.
Yes.
And I think
That was one bad.
Out of all of them, that one stuck out. I noticed that one immediately. I'm like,
That was
Jose mentioned one, Proxima Midnight, which I felt was really bad. I don't know why they couldn't just do makeup. And they had to screw around with the whatever they did with her face.
Yeah, her face looked off. It reminded me again of Steppenwolf. It really did that same kind of vibe. Right, I mean, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, for the most part, CGI was great. I mean, Thanos was fantastic. But
everybody against Thanos on Titan, there was a part where, like, everybody was on Thanos, and it was just too wonky. But other than that, the whole movie was fantastic. I mean, just like, for the most part, I thought I was watching a movie, right?
Of course, it's supposed to be. Of course. I mean, it was a great one. I mean, like I said, the only thing about what I think this movie, for me personally right now, just my feelings on it currently, is doesn't crack the number one or whatever the case is, because... Because
you love Winter Soldier. I love Winter Soldier, too.
No, I love Winter Soldier, too, but this movie doesn't stand on its own, ultimately, at the end of the day. Right?
That movie works.
This movie
will ultimately be... see the next one to know.
Exactly. Right? This movie will be judged by the next one.
Right.
Of course.
Like, when you say, what's your favorite Star Wars movie of all time, it's got to be Empire Strikes Back, right? I mean, it's just a great movie, even though it's a companion piece.
It is, but the end, it paid off, so it made the sequel that much better.
Right, right.
So this was George's movie. I mean, this may be judged as one big giant movie. I don't know, whatever. But right now, if you haven't seen all the Marvel movies, I had a friend of mine who came with us. We had a big group on Thursday night who hadn't seen Black Panther yet. Wow. So when he sees Black Panther, he doesn't get a chance to.
Does he live in Bismarck?
And we're going to tell you, he's moved from Kansas. And, you know, that's the only we hadn't seen yet. And he's like, you know, we talked, well, what do you think about Black Panther? It's like, I don't know. He was buried in the movie. So he just didn't recognize that. So again, for someone who hasn't seen all the movies, now not everybody we have because we're dorks. But not everybody's seen all the movies. You know, you don't get the impact if you don't see all of them or are familiar with them for the most part. The character interactions, you know, you give a shit about these guys because we found for 10 years, for Christ's sake, one character another. These interactions are awesome. They paid off great because we never seen, you know, Raccoon and Thor together, right? And we're waiting for that. But someone hasn't seen those movies, who cares? It's just two different characters. So, again, when you're talking about the best of the best, you got to nitpick things like that. That's all I'm saying. And I really hope the next movie, I know it's going to be great, but there's a few things which I think could really bring this movie down, depending what happens in the next one. So that being said, let's look ahead here. What do you, th- I mean, who, who's coming back? Because you know the people coming back. Is everybody coming back?
Yes. Not everybody.
Oh. Okay, so who's dead?
I mean, there's people that are dead.
So who's dead?
Loki and Heimdall for sure. Oh. Gamora for sure.
Vision?
Vision for sure.
I don't think Vision's for sure gone.
Really? Because my initial thoughts were...
Oh, the only thing that might be right is that he was hooked up to...
Whatever machine she was trying to download or undo.
Maybe she downloaded his whole personality or some crap.
I've heard that theory. I'm like, I don't want to see that. It's kind of dumb. Because it's the power of the stone that I guess I would assume is that gives him his life or whatever. I don't know. Without that, he's just a computer, right? I guess. I figured anybody pre-snap is dead for good. Anybody post-snap obviously comes back. You know, obviously you're Black Panthers. Again, I'm guessing, because even at the end of the movie, it was just the original Avengers cast with Raccoon and Scarlet Witch and all the original members. Everyone else, anybody
Scarlet Witch is gone too, dude.
No, she was there.
Yeah. Was she?
Wait,
yeah.
No.
She was alive. Yeah.
She disintegrated, bro.
No, she wasn't. Trust me, I saw it a second time, yeah. Because I had to, because we were thinking about it the first time we saw it, so when I went back, I was paying close attention to tell my friends, oh, listen, no, yeah.
He's there at the theater taking notes.
I'm taking notes. These are the guys that died. Yeah, it was just real cool to her, along with the original members. But either way, for the most part, it's just the original members. All the new folks got pretty much squashed away. But I'll put it to you this, Mike. Let's assume this is what I'm talking about as far as just me being judged in the next one. Okay. We know everyone post-NAS coming back. I don't have a problem with that. I want to see that. I'm totally fine with that. I don't want to see Vision. I don't want to see Loki. I don't want to see Gamora. Let's assume they come back. Well, him, whatever. I mean, he's a big death, but he's not a deal breaker. But if those guys come back, or two of those, or whatever, does that really bring down this movie? Because I guess it's like, okay, so what was the point of all those scenes that they're not really dead? You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Do you want to see
I'm not even worried about it because from the directors that Ken Feige has said, you know, they gave us something unexpected and, you know, we're going to get something unexpected come forward. And we're not going to get guys coming back as if we want or expect. So I expect good things. I'd say most of these aren't coming back. And let's see how the story develops from there.
I think Gamora does come back somehow. Unfortunately, I don't want to see that. But I had a feeling it's going to be one of those, the sister takes her place inside the stone, something along those lines. The Russos were talking about it, and they were giving the thoughts about that particular scene, and after he kills her, and he ends up, like, waking up in the water with the stone, and he talks to little Gamora. He's saying, like, that's all takes place inside the soul stone, so she may be in there. That kind of deal. That's what I'm thinking. I don't want to see her come back, but that being said, do you think those that come back, are we losing some other people?
Probably,
right? I got a feeling it's one of those sacrifice us for them kind of deal, like whether it be Iron Man or, you know, Rogers saying, oh, you know what, I'll take it for the team. We'll sacrifice ourselves to bring these guys back, that kind of deal. Because, I mean, let's face it, these guys can't do this forever. The contracts are up. It makes sense. If you're going to bring anybody back, give us something with impactful to trade off with. You know, that would make sense. I would like to see that. Or do you want to see everybody just live and forget about it?
I don't want to see everybody live. I mean,
nobody wants to see everybody live.
That's what I'm saying. So I think they got to be careful with that. And I think this more, I'm saying, when this movie is judged with the next one, if you're going to bring him back, take something away. I want to see some more sacrificing. Because a big part of this movie was a lot, this meaning about sacrificing, whether it be Thanos sacrificing his daughter. Exactly. Yeah, sacrifice Vision, sacrificing. Even Tony Stark, when he went to space, he thought it was a one-way ticket. That's a big part of it. I'm thinking that may continue in the next movie. I want to see that happen.
At the end of the day, I trust Marvel. I trust Russo's. Have to give me any reason not to. I'm not even worried about it or think, oh, this is going to happen. I'm not even worried about it. I expect another great movie and where it makes sense and the stakes are there. And continue to be there because they're taking Marvel in a brand new direction, and I'm excited for where they're going to go.
That's what it keeps saying. So I got a feeling we're going to get some trade-offs. We're not going to see the old Avengers as we know them. We'll see the new Avengers or whatever you want to call them, or branching out a little more cosmic. You got Captain Marvel kicking in. We saw the end of the of the, you know, obviously the teaser,
the end credits,
the end credit scene, which is awesome. Yeah, that's Samuel Jackson, mother.
Mother.
That was funny. That was Samuel Jackson.
That was awesome. I love it. But
which wallet is it? The one that says
Man, motherfucker.
classic Samuel Jackson. So that was him. That was all him. So it'd be cool to see what Captain Marvel, what she brings to the table. We got her movie coming out in March. Now that way,
Hawkeye's still alive. Still have Hawkeye.
Oh, hey.
Hawkeye and Ant Man, baby.
Well, it's kind
of. Hey, I like Ant Man.
Speaking of Ant Man,
yeah, come on, man.
Do you think like Ant Man? I'm thinking Ant Man's gonna take place. This comes out a couple months. Take place right before the events.
By the way, the way they explained that off was stupid. That's another thing I hated.
Yeah, whatever. Like
they took a deal, so they're good.
The universe is dying. Warren House arrest, we can't help. Whatever. Right. I'm okay with that. But do you think, if I'm thinking about Ant-Man, how does Ant-Man end? I'm thinking it ends with, like, someone disappearing? Like, turning to dust kind of deal?
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking. It'd be kind of a dark ending.
Like Ant-Man disappears and Wasp is there.
And then we lose Michael Peña's character. I was
kidding. Of course. Yeah, I expect it because he's a Latino guy. What else can you do?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
You got to kill off the Latino, apparently. No justice. Yeah. Racist.
Yeah, man.
Wait, don't take us here. This guy. Here's my companion. Hey.
Hispanic over here.
He's a superhero, too.
Hispanic.
Super security guard.
You know, hey, take Zorro. Take Zorro while you're at it.
Zorro.
It's a package deal. Michael Peña and Zorro. Leaving us all alone in an old Desperado. We're all screwed. But I'm kind of curious to see how Ant-Man ends up. You know, I guess it's an end like that. We'll see. But next year, so now the stage is set. The countdown begins May 4th, 2019. Whenever they may switch that. But I mean, I'm super jacked. And next year is a monster year.
Yes.
Monster. So, we're doing a special edition of Gun to Your Head. No bullet in the chamber. One question.
Okay.
And Chewie, we'll start with you.
All right, I'm ready.
Next year's huge because we got Avengers. A man of all. Everybody has needs a man of all.
Relax.
So,
relax.
I'm just saying. Okay, so.
Ask the question.
You have one choice. You can only see one gun to your head. Avengers Part 4, whatever, Part 2, whatever. Or Episode 9.
Avengers.
Wow. Mike?
That's an easy decision.
I'm all in for Episode 9, even though I hated Episode 8.
Really? Well, you want Episode 9? Look at
that, man. You hate 8.
I'm a Star Wars guy.
Mediocre.
Sorry, dude.
At some point, you have to
let
that go.
I'm excited about Solo, okay? You can all go jump in the lake.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious?
Well, I'm looking forward to Solo, but I'm not excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good.
And if it sucks, it sucks. I don't think it's gonna suck. I think it's
so really. So you'll forego. Wow. For me, it's Marvel. It has to be.
And I've been a Star Wars guy my whole life, but I'm like I was even thinking about this morning. It's like, you know what, you know, that ship has sailed. I'm putting my horses on Marvel.
Is Marvel the new Star Wars here? I mean, it's basically what this is. Like this generation Star Wars. I mean, is that fair to say?
I think so.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Marvel hasn't reached the heights of a Star Wars yet. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. I mean, obviously, in terms of global and, you know, obviously the longevity of Star Wars,
will go a long way to push him to that level.
The next one coming out?
The next one.
This one? Well, this one and the next one.
I gotta see Marvel. I gotta see how this ends. I mean, Episode 9, I'm dying to see. I'm exuberantly excited, of course. But damn it. Gun to my head, I gotta go Marvel.
It's all good.
Yeah, there's no wrong. I mean, yeah, there's no wrong. I did it. I get it.
I mean, we're gonna end up seeing both.
You're both gonna see both.
Of course, we're gonna see both. Hello. Right. It's a hypothetical question, not a real question. Although, may go to the house with the gun. No, I'm just kidding. But it's gonna be awesome. I mean, there's other big movies coming next year, but just those two alone make it a monster year. I hope they both pay off. Because we usually get one huge movie a year, like one big one for the most part. Here we get two like gigantic movies.
Behemoths.
I'm curious to see if this record even stands. The opening box office record even stands. I mean, I would assume the next one, even the next Marvel breaks this record, I wouldn't doubt it because people would be excited for that.
But Jose,
whew,
Jurassic World: The Fallen Kingdom is that's gonna kill.
Woo. Next topic.
That's so terrible. Oh my god.
So Avengers, there we go. If you haven't seen it, what the hell's wrong with you? Check it out. It's amazing. It's absolutely. It was worth the hype. It really meet the expectations, and it did. So real quick, one last thing for the movies, and with it was really small news, not a big deal. We'll go into some TV stuff right now. But I got a question of the week in honor of the big release this week, which I know it's fitting words. What else is it to see? But Overboard came out. Of course, the remake of the 1981. So the question of the week, the question of the week is this. So now, given the fact that Overboard comes out in honor of Overboard, if you could choose any character, a movie cast, you're on a ship, and you can throw one of the people overboard, who would it be? So what's the worst character? And like I said, Jar Jar Binks is off the table because that's the easy way out. Everybody, we all know Jar Jar Binks and everyone's overboard list. Which character from any film would you launch overboard?
If it was a TV show, it'd be really easy.
Okay, well, that's fine. Which one?
Okay, Star Trek: The Next Generation. I'd get rid of Will Wheaton. Boom. He'd be gone in like 2.5 seconds.
Okay, I had a few. Man.
Wesley Crushers.
I was gonna go Shia LaBeouf, Mutt from Indiana Jones, part the Crystal Skull.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Overboard without a lightsaber, dude. Yeah, man down. Nobody cares. Chewy, anybody come to mind?
No, honestly, no, man. I didn't even think about it.
I was gonna say Anakin Skywalker, but
but you kind of need him without him.
It would have been better without him.
Get rid of the name Annie.
Overboard.
Annie.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
Even though I don't think that fixes the movie anyway. So.
Yeah, but just Samwise. Samwise.
Mr. Frodo.
He's that guy at World War II. He's my other choice. All he did was cry in the damn movie, in all three movies.
The singing guy, too, from Lord of the Rings.
He's okay. Yeah. But
Dominic Monaghan.
They have to go. By the way, the guy
that played Samwise Gamgee, what's his name? Sean Astin?
Yeah, Rudy.
I pretty much hate him and everything he does, so there's that. Rudy.
I'm like
a big Notre Dame fan, and I hate that movie.
Who hates Rudy, dude? That's like
I hate
one of the...
Rudy.
What? Oh, Mike, he's heartless, dude. Come on.
I'm a Notre Dame
dude.
Fan, too.
And that's sad all in itself, but that we'll deal with that later. This Rudy, dude. The inspirational story, dude. Come on, dude. No heart, dude. Heartless. We're throwing... Out of the three mentors, we're throwing Mike overboard.
Works for me. Now the Chewy and Real Mentors show.
With the little time we got left, not a whole lot of time, this some TV stuff. We had, of course, the biggest show releasing was, of course, HBO's Westworld, season 2. Two episodes in, so obviously not a whole lot to talk about. But I'm kind of curious, has everybody seen both episodes, I assume? Or?
Absolutely.
I've seen the first episode only, sorry.
Okay, well, we're not going to spoil anything. We're not doing spoil. We'll do spoil after it's all said and done. I want to talk about the whole thing. Good. But just initial thoughts. The season started, like, what... Are you liking where it's heading?
Because I love the first season, so how can you not like the second season? I mean, it's really good.
It's good, but it just seems to me, and it's a little bit more apparent when you watch the second episode, and Chewy, you know, you can weigh in on this, is I think the show, it's turning out to be what I didn't want to see is us against them. I don't care about that. I don't want to see the robots trying to fight the human. I don't want to see that. It's been done to death. What was great about the show was the mystery behind it.
What was going on?
No, exactly. Behind the curtain, if you will. Yeah. And now that, you know, the curtain's exposed, what are we left with here? Maybe there is more stuff. I'm just saying right now. These are only two episodes in. It just seems like we're just gearing up to the battle between, you know, the AI and the humans. Okay. Yeah. Great. I mean, I don't care. It's still good, but do I care? I mean, it's not like it's a shitty show. It's not, but I'm saying,
you know, it doesn't sound like you care, dude.
Not if it's like that. I mean, I'm wrong. And maybe by 3 or 4 episodes, I'll be like, oh, okay, there is something there.
I mean, obviously, it's a little, I mean,
it's early. I get it.
You're making a pretty big leap, I think, because the first one was a little bit of the aftermath. And obviously, they're still playing with timelines, which I enjoy, because you kind of figure out, you know, where the character is, what timeline they're referring to, and get their perspective and see how it develops.
Oh,
the second episode was all flashback.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was.
With Dolores.
It was really cool. It was really cool.
Hard. And the guy, Delo's son, whatever, and William. And so it was kind of cool. It kind of filled in a lot of the blanks and obviously exposed a little bit more of the park itself and you know.
Well, the other thing I didn't like was that they already killed off Ed Harris's character. I'm just kidding, Mike.
What do you mean?
I'm just kidding, Mike. Samwise came at the end crying, you know.
Mr. Frodo!
Are you real? Yeah.
I love Westworld, mm-hmm. and I understand what it is. You know, at the end of the day, it's not a character-driven show. Us as a viewer kind of figuring out what's going on, and they tease us with clues and flashback things, but it's not a... It's not a character-driven show by any stretch of the imagination.
That's one thing I like about this show, by the way, I want to say, is that it fosters, like, a whole external dialogue about what different people think are actually happening.
Agreed. And that's what I'm afraid this show's losing, as of now.
I don't think that's it has. Saying. Well, I only saw the first episode.
Right. I mean, I'm just saying.
But two, it doesn't add much beyond, because it's a lot of flashback.
Right.
Yeah, but it's all leading to the motivation behind why Dolores is doing what
you said, Chewie. Just, and I'm not, you know, I have to watch it, so I'm not going to really say much. But what you say is they're pulling the curtain back a little more on what's actually going on there, which kind of bums me out a little bit, because I want to see more mystery.
Exactly, that's my point. I mean, like I said, it's still good, but. Maybe they'll put something else in there we're not seeing, or the curveball. Great, and I'm hoping that's the case. It's early on. It's only between episodes, but it's still a great show. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. It's one of the must-watch, I think, personally. And particularly now, there's nothing else to watch anyway. So, nothing big anyway, as far as the big shows. And, you know, this is HBO's flagship until Game of Thrones next year, of course.
Yeah.
But that means, like, we'll get deeper into it as, you know, the season progresses, and obviously nothing else. The show does provide a lot of banter to talk about. I mean, a lot of fodder for us to talk about, which is part of the fun of this particular show. I mean, it's no Counterpart.
It's not.
I've got a few people already hooked on Counterpart already. So
good.
But anyway, well, you have to. But what else? I mean, that's all I've seen. Chewie, Mike, what do you guys see? Anything else? What's out there that we should be watching or?
I'm not watching anything else. I just have a lot going on in my life right now. So I
can't. What do you do with the move and basketball? Two, yeah. I know you are. I've seen a few. I know you're Killing Eve is a show you keep talking about. Is that the name of the show?
Well, let me go back. Let me circle back. I finished Bosch. Great season.
I right about that there. Being the best one ever?
Yeah, the 4 seasons. I think so. Because it's different because, we're getting to learn more and more of Bosch as each season progresses. Right. And, you know, he kind of is one of the characters you want to love. You know, you're behind him, you know?
Well, one of my things with him, and I think you'll agree with this, Chewie, is he's got kind of a personal philosophy that I think really a lot of cops should develop, which is like everybody counts or nobody counts. And,
yes.
You know, it says so much about, you know, today's culture with police. And I just think that, you know, certain people get a better deal than other folk, and it's just not right, you know, and it kind of gives you that commentary.
Yeah, I agree. But I finished that. Great show, great season. And the new stuff that I'm watching is Killing Eve on BBC. I think I started watching it last week. It's only 8 episodes, about halfway through the season. It's such a good show. It's really, really, it's up there, man. I mean, it's not Counterpart, you know, let me temper expectations, but... It's different. It's not a spy thriller type. It's two adversarial relationship between someone who wanted to be MI6 and a psychotic assassin, you know, to kind of describe it that way. But it's really fun. It's really, really fun show. It's really good. BBC no, Record does good shit.
Yeah, BBC, they have good programming. They always do. So I'm definitely going to pick that up at some point soon. I'll update, jump on that. Particularly, and especially the summertime coming up. There's nothing to watch in summertime for the most part. Great time to catch up on a lot of these shows, and I think that's one.
I mean, Netflix is doing a lot of filler right now that I've been watching, but it's filler. It's not great. There. It's good.
It's crap. I'm really not interested in. But Netflix always has a little something.
Yeah, that's coming out. They got a new John Woo movie coming out. I'm kind of interested in seeing. I forgot the name of it. Whatever. I mean, for who again?
if you guys out there don't have anything to watch on Netflix.
Exactly.
Wind River's on there now, and that's great.
Great movie.
There's a bunch of really good movies on there.
It's still good TV for those who haven't need to catch up. It's always good stuff. Always good stuff. And they'll keep releasing
Chronicles.
I guess good documentaries, of course, always. That one, the Nazi one, I've started to watch that already. Halfway through, it's really good.
Yes.
With the Inner Circle.
Oh, with Hitler.
Inner Circle. Really well done.
Good one, too, by the way.
Which one?
Scam City. That's a good one.
I heard about that one. It's really always good stuff on there. Is there anything else, Chewy, or?
I mean, I would say, watching Legion and in spite of where we told you it wasn't as good, it's good, man. It's really good.
I don't doubt that, and I'm jumping in that one. I'll probably finish that one. It's a show. I haven't picked it up yet either.
I gotta go check it.
Delves into it, you know, takes a perspective going into someone's mind, and so there's a lot of trippiness behind this and very unique perspective, and it's a very unique show. You know, it's not an action show. It's not a shoot-up show. It's not a thriller. It's a kind of exploring the human mind, I guess.
Even the first season is one that you got to pay attention. You can't just put it in the background.
Yes.
By the fourth episode, I started getting annoyed with a lot of the crapola in that show. But I finished it out. It was okay, but it was...
I liked it a lot.
It wasn't as good as it could have been, my opinion.
I'll binge it when it comes out. When it's done, it's...
It's
a show better off binging and watching it weekly, at least for me. Anyway.
Probably.
But that's all. I don't want to run too long, and we're going to get Chewy right on time so you can watch Westworld. I'll probably watch it later on. See, Chewy, I told you, man. I made you a deal. So your parting thoughts here, Mike, any shout-outs before we head out?
Shout-out to Dennis Baratheon. Shout-out to Barbara Floyd. Shout-out to Chewy, who's my man. That's about it. Oh, and screw you, James Harden and LeBron James.
Oh, dude, stop hating on LeBron, dude. Good Lord, man.
Did you guys watch the end of that Boston? Damn it. The Boston-Indiana game where LeBron got away with the gold 10 and then came back and hit a three on the other side.
You mean Cleveland-Indiana.
Yeah, what'd I say? Boston? Sorry, Cleveland-Indiana.
Yeah, he said Boston.
Apologize.
Dude, everybody wants to see LeBron in the finals, dude. That's just how it goes, man.
Not me.
I mean, I'm not saying me personally.
I wanted the Sixers and the Warriors, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Next year.
The other half of us are watching hockey playoffs right now. Excited.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. Oh, yeah. When the Capitals are in the finals, you'll be on the bandwagon. Oh, dude, let's watch the game tonight. Don't even go there,
dude. The most exciting thing in the entire hockey playoffs is a guy that licks another guy. Where?
I don't even want to know, dude.
Tell him about it, Jerry.
I don't want to know. But either way, let's end on that note. We're no one licking anybody here.
Can you say hello to your family, please?
Family and kids, as always. Great time tonight. Always a pleasure. Looking forward to next week's podcast.
Absolutely. We'll get it going again next week.
Hopefully some Westworld talk if you guys watch it.
We're watching him. Jeez, calm down, dude.
One of two of us are.
We'll be caught up, and hopefully I would have seen Deadpool 2 by then, too, so we'll see. But anyway, that's all the time we got. Again, thank you guys for listening to us. Catch us on Facebook, of course. Comment on there, ideas, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. And shout out to George. George is still waiting for another appearance.
George, love you, man.
So that's all the time we got, guys. Thank you very much. See you guys next week.
Peace.
Started up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time we grow. outgrows each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. Take this journey inside my brain. See the inner life unafraid. It's a life that no one sees. Take it on. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Find your way.